USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House impeachment managers are again laying out their case against former President Trump in his Senate trial. House impeachment manager Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland saying,
the insurrectionists themselves believed that they were following President Trump's marching orders.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a coronavirus stimulus plan is necessary as House committees begin marking up the proposal.
The chairman of the Federal Reserve stated that the real unemployment rate is 10%, matching the worst point in the Great Recession.
The California Democrat speaking during her weekly press conference, Pelosi saying she wants the bill in the budget committee by next week and through the House by the end of the month. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying on Thursday, the White House expects CDC school reopening guidelines to come out Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Weather warnings have been posted from Texas to New Jersey as an ice storm slams parts of the country. The worst of it is forecast over the next couple of days for Arkansas, Tennessee, and Kentucky, where a half of inch of ice is expected. Meanwhile, at least five people were killed in a massive 100-vehicle accident on Interstate 35 near Fort Worth, Texas.
Dozens of others have been rushed to local hospitals following the weather-related accident that was spread across about a mile of the icy roadway. Freezing rain and sleet fell overnight, causing for dangerous driving conditions. Police tell us several 18-wheelers were in the massive pileup, including one FedEx truck that was videotaped from the opposite side of the interstate, slamming into the massive pileup. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
There are still worries people may be trapped in the rubble. Police in Dallas asking everyone to stay off the roads. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new health survey says about half of American workers are dealing with mental health issues since the pandemic began.
The report from insurance company The Standard showed about 55% of the workers surveyed said they were dealing with mental health issues since the beginning of the pandemic, with many citing increased stress around job security and working from home while balancing other family and social demands. Dr. Patrice Harris says that just having conversations about these issues is a good place to start in dealing with them. The former president of the American Medical Association tells CNBC that there are some simple coping strategies those who are feeling overwhelmed can use.
Certainly, I want everyone to first of all give themselves grace and space to feel how they are feeling. Know that we are not helpless, and yes, we are all hitting that wall, but it is time to build on our reserves, call on those coping skills that we typically use. Make sure we are getting some activity. I know in the north it's difficult, but put on your favorite artist and dance around. Make sure you're sleeping and try to eat, and by all means, Shep, we should not be turning to alcohol to cope.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And finally, Mr. Peanut has a new home. Kraft is selling the Planters brand to Hormel in an over $3 billion deal. The deal is expected to be completed by the end of the year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.